Good evening, everyone. Welcome to First Christian Reformed Church for our Christmas Eve Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. Welcome to all of you, especially if you're visiting with us. Those of you who are joining us on live stream, welcome in the name of Jesus Christ, who has gathered us together this evening that we might worship him. I want to let you know that this evening's service will proceed largely unannounced. So follow along either in your orders of worship or just on the screens. And also want to let you know that we've made a slight change. We would ask that you please remain seated as we sing, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming," and that instead you stand as we sing together, "What child is this?" And the readers, I think, will indicate when that's supposed to happen. And now, friends, I invite you to stand if you are able, as our God calls us to worship. Come, worship the Lord. And now I invite you to receive God's greeting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God the Father Almighty, from the Lord Jesus, and from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Beloved in Christ, on this Christmas Eve, it is our task and our delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels. In heart and mind, to go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in the manger. This evening's service of worship, a festival of nine lessons and carols, is once again adapted from the Christmas Eve service that has been celebrated at the chapel of King's College, Cambridge University, since 1918, and that is now celebrated all around the globe. Our opening prayer and some of the words of this introduction are themselves adaptations from that service that is held at King's College. As the title suggests, the service is comprised of nine lessons taken from Scripture and then Christmas carols that correspond to those Scripture readings. Eric Milner White, the Dean of King's College Chapel, who designed the service of worship back in 1918, reminds us, and we need to remember this tonight, that the pattern and the strength of the service derive from the Scripture lessons. The main theme, he wrote, is the development of the loving purposes of God seen through the windows and the words of the Bible. As we hear God's word through this service tonight, we should pray that the Holy Spirit, to borrow the words of John Calvin, would make us, like the shepherds, rise from the stable and the manger to heaven, so that we may meditate with our whole heart on the heavenly life. Friends, let us tonight read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience to the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this sanctuary glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of God's whole world. Would you please pray with me? Almighty God, we pray for peace and health over all the earth, for unity and goodwill within the church you came to build, and also in this nation and this community of Sioux Center. And because this, of all things, would rejoice your heart, O God, at this time we remember in Christ's name the poor and the helpless, the cold and the hungry, the abused, the exploited and the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and those who mourn, the isolated, the lonely and the unloved, the elderly and the little children, all who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, we remember before you, O God, all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this Lord Jesus we forevermore are one. We humbly offer these prayers and praises up to the throne of heaven, now praying together, using debts and debtors, our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now may Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And under the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen.
Then God said,
let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.
So God created humankind in his image.
In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them,
be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
God said,
see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food.
And it was so. God saw everything that he had made.
And indeed,
it was very good.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him,
"Where are you?"
He said,
"I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself."
He said,
"Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?"
The man said,
"The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate."
Then the Lord God said to the woman,
"What is this that you have done?"
The woman said,
"The serpent tricked me, and I ate."
The Lord God said to the serpent,
"Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel."
To the woman he said,
"I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you."
And to the man he said,
"Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return."
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
These things God tested Abraham. He said to him,
"Abraham,
here I am.
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you."
So Abraham rose early in the morning,
saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men,
"Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you."
Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham,
"Father,
here I am, my son.
The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
"God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son."
So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said,
"Abraham, Abraham."
"Here I am."
"Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me."
And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place,
"The Lord will provide."
As it is said on this day,
"On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided."
The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said,
"By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you. And I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy.
They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder.
For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor,
you have broken as on the day of Midian.
For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood
shall be burned as fuel for the fire.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us.
Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named
Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom.
He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness.
From this time onward and forevermore,
the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said,
"Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be, since I am a virgin?"
The angel said to her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
Then Mary said,
"Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."
Then the angel departed from her.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. all went to their own towns to be registered.
Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven,
and on earth
peace among those whom he favors.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Salvation now unfold, hope for
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking,
"Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at rising, and have come to pay him homage."
When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him,
"In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage."
When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was.
When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage.
Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold,
frankincense,
and myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the beginning with God.
All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being.
what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness did not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him.
He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light.
The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world came into being through him.
Yet the world did not know him.
He came to what was his own,
and his own people did not accept him.
But to all who received him, who believed in his name,
he gave power to become children of God, who were born
not of blood,
or of the will of the flesh,
or of the will of man,
but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory,
the glory as of a Father's only Son,
full of grace and truth.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you are able, I invite you to stand as we pray and then receive God's blessing. Let us pray. O God, who makes us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Children of God, may Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with peace and goodwill, and make you partakers of the divine nature. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.